Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
BoxingVoice.com.
What broke him down? Was it
the body punching?
I was hitting him with body punching. I heard him actually, he was crying in there. You're saying that Big was crying when you hit him? That. When did that happen? And perhaps the fourth round on.
BoxingVoice.com.
So you knew you had him by that
Absolutely.
Time.
Absolutely,
I knew you were cuffing and taking those punches.
Beyonce Productions.
Making women dresses like,
let's go check.
They say by now that I'll be finished. Hard to tell.
Hard to tell.
A little 15 minutes, less than long as hell.
We back, baby. Feels good being number one on iTunes. Don't forget to drop us a 5-star review. Unfortunately, we have to read 2-1 stars. See, you guys are letting the trolls win. Do not let the trolls and the haters win. Out of 3 reviews that we got to read today, 2 of them are 1 stars. Come on, man. Step your game up. Don't let these fuckers take us down. We number one for a reason. All right? So we're back to discuss Keith Thurman, the WBC and WBA unified welterweight champion of the world, has decided to vacate his WBC title. We'll give you all the details as to why and what's going to happen with that title moving forward. And really, why he decided to vacate the WBC instead of the WBA. So once again, if you're interested in Keith One Time Thurman, the used-to-be unified welterweight of the world, stick around. This is what we'll be talking about. Don't forget that you could also call in and give us your opinion on this topic by calling into our call-in number at 1-425-569-5241 or adding Nestor Gibbs on Skype. I'm going to head on out, obviously, to the Golden State Hipster Hunter.
Dollar D. Beyonce Production.
This is a beautiful performance against a very tough guy in Michael Johnson. How you feel about it?
Fuck that.
Conor McGregor. BoxingVoice.com.
You know me, Larry. From a wicked entrance, from a flip over the rock, into a knockout. When he says the main thing is, I just
helped
the guy. I wish.
BoxingVoice.com.
Yes, yes, the hipster's here. Haters beware. I'm just confused. Like, when I heard this, I was more than, like, upset or, like, sad, because I'm a Keith Thurman fan. Like, we've been at Keith Thurman's gym multiple times. Like, I've sparred in Keith Thurman's gym. Like, I have an affinity and connection with Keith Thurman. Like, I'm very open about that and my own bias to that. So I was kind of taken back by this news. I didn't understand it. It didn't make sense to me. If this news had read, or this headline had read, Keith Thurman stripped of the WBC belt, it would make perfect sense to me. I would understand this completely. But him vacating it, it's just odd. It's very odd to me. I definitely want to hear Keith Thurman's side to this. And why he vacated, because right now there's no seeming pressure from either the WBC or any other entity that made him vacate. So why did he vacate? Now we have Sean Porter versus Danny Garcia, or should I say Danny Garcia versus Sean Porter being made in order by the WBC for that vacant belt. And obviously Keith Thurman having first crack at that winner, to me, makes this whole situation seem almost pointless and redundant on numerous levels. But here we are. It is it's boxing. Get hyped. So call in 1-425-569-5241 or add Nestor Gibbs on Skype. Hit that like button and that share button. Let's chop it up, Ness.
Yeah, man. So here's the thing, right? WBC is the one that he's vacating. And the WBA, as we know, rarely, and I'm starting to use the term rarely now instead of never, mandates mandatories. For some reason, they are mandating a mandatory in Anthony Joshua, but that some reason always revolves around money. A fight with Anthony Joshua means a very large purse. A very large purse means a very large percentage split for the sanctioning bodies. So they want some of that money. The more times Joshua fights, the better, for them. Now, another reason it was the WBC and not the WBA, Matt, is simply because you got two Mandos waiting for you, consistently calling Mauricio Suleiman and saying, what's going on? I'm Sean Porter. I've already spent $250,000 on medallions and silver belts. This guy is bullshitting. He won the belt last March. It's over a year. You're supposed to drop him from the rankings anyway. Do your fucking job. And I really think it's only coming from the Porters. I don't think Danny and his father are equally saying, hey, you know, tell. Go ahead.
I say I agree. I think Danny's way more like laid back about the whole situation than Sean Porter has been overall.
Yeah, because I think that he knows he, regardless, wherever Danny goes, he's the A side.
Yeah, he knows he's a check. Like he's a guy bringing in a lot of the fans. So of course he's cool with anything. But again, like all you're saying is true. Like, and you're 100% right. That has been the thing that's been going on. But why would Keith Thurman give a fuck about what Sean Porter has to say about it? Why is there pressure from the WBC to vacate? But if there was pressure, why not just strip him?
Why do you need to strip him, Matt? This is what you do. You move politically. You come to Thurman and you say, look, we understand what's going on. We know you want to be back, champ. They do the same thing that they did with Sergio Martinez. See, you know, casual fans thought Martinez was stripped. No. They set Julio Cesar Chavez up. Chavez would never take that fight with Martinez. So they took the belt from Martinez, gave him emeritus status, and let Chavez Jr. fight for it versus Sebastian Zvik. And then he got it and then just made Sergio the mandatory. So now you're a Mexican who's going to vacate because you're afraid of Martinez? No, you're going to fight him. And he did. And it's no different here. It's they go to their champion. They say, look, guy, you got a fucked up elbow. Just leave. Will give you an opportunity. This is what emeritus status means. You leave in high graces, you come back to those high standards.
True. And if we had the actual formality of emeritus status here, because we don't have that yet, nothing's been said. Obviously, he's been granted first crack at the winner, but nothing in the wording of emeritus has been said. I think I would be a little more okay with it. But still, I think first crack
is good enough for me, Matt.
I think what's the difference in making ordering Danny Garcia versus Sean Porter fight for an eliminator, and you still have Keith Thurman as the champ, and then you don't have this pointless, you know, vacation. It just seems utterly pointless to me,
brother.
You said utterly political.
No, it's not pointless. It is not. I just took you down that.
I know. I understand. I understand the logic. Don't get me wrong. I completely understand it from the WBC's perspective. Yeah, but if I'm Keith Thurman, why do I care? Yeah. Wait, no. Again, if I'm Keith Thurman, who's been talking about being a unified champ his entire, like, forever now.
You were in Keith's gym, Matt.
Yes.
Out of all the names, Thurman, Porter, and Danny, who did he want to fight the most? And then who did he feel was the biggest fight? Out of all the names, Earl, Danny, and Porter.
He wanted the Sean fight the most, the Sean Porter fight the most. He felt like the Danny fight was the biggest. But I'll say this. If you're Keith Thurman, you're thinking, I have the belt. They're my Mando.
Oh, man, you're thinking the biggest check, man. When you get to, it's the same thing Eddie Hearn said. When you get to this position, you've postured so long to get here that it's your turn. You worked so hard to get here that it's your turn now to posture. It's your turn to wait for the big fight. So, again, I gave you the story of who is.
No, he's not posturing. He vacated the belt. That is the exact opposite of posturing. Dude, you bowed out. In the public eye, you're bowing out. For all the fans, for all the people that say Keith Thurman's been ducking Spence, been ducking all these people, this is more ammunition to that fire that Keith Thurman did not need to add to it.
I don't even see how you can utter those words when the man is vacating due to injury. He was scheduled for May 19th, pulled out of the fight because he
But on paper, no one's making him vacate because that would be stripping him of the belt.
But that's what he's doing.
If I'm a hater of Keith Thurman, who's been saying that he's ducking Spence, I'm that guy, right? Which we all know is out there, and that's a big portion of the boxing fan base right now. They're saying, oh, now Keith Thurman with the hand injury and the elbow surgery doesn't want to fight his Mandos, so he's vacating the belt. Okay, another Keith Thurman duck. Yeah, okay. Runtime Thurman. They're saying that stuff. This does not help that. If you're the big wig of the division,
I
you
just think I just think only morons are saying that, because anyone who is sane understands he suffered two injuries and that's why he's vacating.
There's no reason to vacate.
Rather than hold up the division a la Mayweather style, and let me explain, because you never let me get to the point, why Mauricio is the one convincing him to vacate. Why Mauricio is the one granting him immediate status to fight. Okay? I gave you the story, but you couldn't piece it together. It's okay. Keep making me shine.
No, I piece it together.
All right. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So piece it together.
I'm not talking about from Mauricio's side, because I understand Mauricio's side.
It's not Mauricio's side.
You just said, let me explain to you Mauricio Sulaimán's side. I understand his side. Keith Thurman's side doesn't make any sense to me. Why would he bow down to Mauricio Sulaimán here?
How about you let me get to the point?
Mm-hmm.
Because you couldn't piece it together.
Mm-hmm.
In this scenario, who the fuck is Julio Cesar Chavez? This guy, you got to take this kid to grade school.
That's Danny Garcia.
Ah! Where's the suit? Remember that part in Coming to America? Uh-huh.
But Ness.
Uh-huh. Who the fuck is Julio Cesar Chavez in this situation?
Danny Garcia. Because he represents the
That's
most.
That's why Keith gave up the belt. Because who does Keith think is the biggest fight?
Danny.
Aha! Hold on a minute. Who did Mauricio?
I understand. Ness, no,
now you understand, because I peaked.
No, I understand. But Ness, I already countered this already.
Is that true?
I already countered this, Ness. Why can't Keith Thurman stay the champion and the WBC order an eliminator for an interim? Hold on. For an interim belt or a silver belt between Danny and Sean.
Here you go. Look at this, Matt.
Let me answer it. I'll answer my own question because I know it. Because Danny and Sean won't take it unless it's for the full belt.
That's fucking right. Danny ain't taking no fucking eliminator for a fucking regular belt. He a star. You put that real title, because this is the
thing. I'm giving those shots to Danny and all the motherfuckers. Come on, man.
Perception.
This is all bullshit. It's all bullshit to stroke egos. It's to stroke everyone's ego.
That's public perception. Remember when Danny, right, was allegedly supposed to fight Berto and Porter all in Philadelphia and all this stuff? Never happened. Mm-hmm. Same scenario, bro. Full belt. You can't, like, if it's just an eliminator, that's only an option, Matt. But a belt, now public perception is, oh, Danny's ducking Porter for a title shot. He ducking him and he don't want to take a title shot. It's different than an eliminator for a title shot, because that's two fights. You got to do two. You got to tango twice to get the belt. No, they saying, here goes your belt right now. You just got to go through Porter. And if he says no, he looks like, smells like, and sounds like, you fill in the blank. And that is why they done it this way. Because how many times has Danny been mandated to do a fucking eliminator? He's not being dictated to.
No, I understand it, Ness. Don't get me wrong. I completely understand it. I don't like it. I think
this is how you get around egos. This is how you get around the divas and the Miguel Cotto's of the world.
I'm talking as a consumer, as a fan of the sport, right? I'm putting on that hat for a second, right? Not as an analyst, as a commentator, because I understand the system. Like you said, we've laid it out. That is exactly why we have this situation and this, you know, ordering, so to speak. But as a consumer of the product and as a fan of these fighters, I don't like it. I think it's an added formality to stroke egos when I'm thinking, put on the best fights possible. And like you said, it's already happening. Whether you put my scenario into place where Keith Thurman's still the champion.
I don't get why you don't like it, because I look at it like this. I don't get why you don't like it. I look at it like this. It's like, Mauricio, listen, the dude hasn't fought in over a year. Normal rules are 12 months of inactivity. He gets stripped. You doing him a favor by offering him emeritus status or a shot at the winner. Now, you want me to fight Sean Porter, or Porter saying, you want me to fight Danny, I ain't paying for another fucking eliminator belt. I ain't paying for that. Porter got three of them shits. He got two medallions and a silver belt. What the fuck? This is the reason they had to take it from Keith. They had to. Yeah. How many times has Porter paid $250,000 for a bunch of shit he can't even wear to the club?
Which are knockoff Olympic medals.
you know, the other day I was at my best friend's house, and his little brother asked me, like, yo, Ness, those belts are real? And I had to stop and think. I don't even fucking know. With the amount of money that these poor fighters have to pay, I mean, Deontay's paying $40,000 sometimes when he fucking, fights for that WBC. Is that shit even real gold, Matt? Are those diamonds? Are they rubies? Where they get this shit from? Because if those are cubic zirconias or some cut-up glass, I'm going to grab Mauricio Sulaiman, turn that bell sideways, and shove it up your candy ass. I mean, come on, bro. What the fuck? Way,
I've never heard of a champion like coming out into the media and saying my belt had fake diamond shit on it. I've never heard that before.
But I've also never heard them say, oh, this is diamond encrusted.
Yeah, but it's always told that, told us, like with the money belt. Remember the money belt for Mayweather? How much gold? How many diamonds it had on us? They were very. Yeah,
that was a money belt for Mayweather.
I understand that, but you put that on scale for, let's say, a regular WBC belt, which has gold on it. I assume that gold is real. I don't think it's fake.
Yo, that shit is heavy, Matt. You know how much them belts weigh. If that is real gold.
Yes.
I mean, I will say this to back you up. I remember like someone had to sell the belts. I think Mike Tyson sold their belts and Sugar Shane Mosley's wife tried to hawk his belts. They always go for a lot, but that's also because of the attachment to the fighter. True. I don't think a regular BC belt is worth that much. Who knows, man? Who knows?
True, but I mean,
look at that. In the chat, Basil Lomachenko, not Vasil. Basil.
Was Basil.
Or if I don't pronounce it all sexy like that, we could just call him Basil Lomachenko.
I like Basil. I like Basil. That's better. Basil Lomachenko.
Lomachenko says, yeah, the Olympic gold medal is not even gold. He must be from the UK.
It's really? That's kind of weird.
That kind of sucks. And Clarissa be wearing her shits all the time. You think it's going to turn her neck green? Speaking of, yo, she's fighting my one and only boxing crush. Like, I've never even spoke of this Costa Rican girl, and I can't believe, like, we're actually going to get to see this girl, Hannah Gabriela. Like, she's, like, phenomenally.
What was the name?
Hannah? Ain't it Hannah Gabriela?
Okay, you said it really fast, and it sounded like you were almost making fun of it, to be honest.
No, I think it's Hannah Gabriela, but she's Costa Rican.
I understand, but you said it very fast. You said it.
No, the craziest thing is that Clarissa's dropping down. She's not playing. She's going for legacy as fast as possible, yo. That's crazy. I want to see how she looks slimmed down, you know? I mean, no offense to her mannership, but, you know, we got to see her on the cover of ESPN spread or whatever that spread was, where she was spread. So it's just like, damn. I wonder how much she's going to drop because she's dropping down a whole division for these titles. And Gabriela's no – I can't say she's no slouch. It's not like I ever watched her, but she's been champion longer than I've been doing this. So I guess that means she's old too. Who knows? We have to check her age. But anyway, we're totally off topic. Any final thoughts on Keith vacating, sidestepping, and Danny and Porter going at it for this full belt?
It's the mafias and the vampires, you know, the politics of boxing. It is what it is. But yeah,
I just don't get it. I mean, you know, I remember the chat rooms and the YouTube message boards full of comments saying, strip one time. He don't want that smoke. Oh, strip him. Now he ain't got the belt. And, you know,
Well, again, I said at the top, like, if he was stripped of the belt, I would be 100% okay with all of this. It would all make 100% sense to me on every part. It would make sense. But the fact that he vacated voluntarily, just weird. It's just a weird thing to me. It doesn't add up, you know, in quick maths, you know. It doesn't make sense.
And I believe Igloo. He says, Olympic medals are coated with 6 grams of gold, which is worth $250.
Get hype. $250.
It's still worth more. Like, I bet you if Joshua sells his medal, that should be like millions.
Oh, of course. So like Michael Phelps or anybody that's famous.
PJ says, but supposedly now Keith got that hand injury, y'all.
Yo, I love the voice. I smell
pussy. Yo.
We're never going to be invited back now, Ness.
Ness? Everybody knows that's your favorite fucking sound bite. No. Get out of here.
Not me. Get the fuck out of here.
Say what? Matt, stop your lies.
We don't believe you. You need more people.
Oh, battle of the sound bites. What's his name? Midi gonna be like, you guys took 3 steps back on that episode.
Yes.
Yeah, we're gonna go out to our phone callers, listeners. You know the number 1-425-569-5241. One time. Used to be 2-time. Now he's back to 1-time. WBA super champion Oni. Because the regular is Lucas Matisse, who's going to be taking on Manny Pacquiao in Malaysia So yeah, you know the number. And add us on Skype. Nestor Gibbs, N-E-S-T-O-R-G-I-B-B-S. Going to go out to our sponsors and then get right to our callers.
These calls are brought to you by El Camino Electrical Services, experts in electric vehicle charging stations. For consultations and turnkey installation, visit us at ElCaminoElectricalServices.com.
Going out to Joey in Indiana. Joey, what's going on, brother?
Hey, what's up, man? Ness. Hey, Ness, man. I'm getting a little concerned here, man. I mean, this is the big question for me is, does this mean that it's possible he's going to have to get more hand surgery and he's going to miss the rest of this year? Is he coming back in the fall? Is he going to retire? I mean, there's just so many damn questions. Like, I know you gave the example earlier with the Chavez Martinez. I wasn't really following, like, sanctioning bodies as much back then, but it's just crazy. So how is Danny and Porter? I know because when Porter beat Berto, that gave him the number one spot, right? I'm just don't understand how them two guys are ordered to fight for it.
Oh, well, they both were mandatories. Remember, they were supposed to be Keith's mandatories back-to-back. So since there's no Keith, they're making them fight each other. Works out for them.
And Danny got off the Brandon Rios win.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, that'd be a big fight. Do you think, Ness, that they'll move forward with it and have that maybe this summer in New York?
Brother, I don't know, man. I'm hoping that because the full title's on the line, this fight is going to happen because, you know, Danny has been on the record with me saying how the Porter fight is an easy fight because he comes forward, but I don't think that Porter fight is easy for anybody, bro. That style is crazy, man. That head, those elbows, everything is everywhere. You got to be careful. I don't know. That's a tough fight, man. I don't know if Team Garcia is going to take that. You know, I'm questioning, so I know they're going to be hating, but they're going to have to show me they're taking that shit. That's a tough fight. I don't want that fight.
It's a bigger paycheck because it's for a full belt. That's why I think
maybe it's a $2 million fight the way it was for Keith. You know what I mean?
It might be.
And if it's a $2 million fight, you got to take it if you're Danny. You just got to.
Yeah.
I mean, and the networks will pay for that, though.
Quick, man. What is next for Thurman, man? I mean, am I looking more into
recovery,
it,
baby? Recovery. Through? Yeah, you're looking too much into it, man. People get hurt in this game. This is, you know, the art of war. And in war, limbs get fucked up. So he's got to heal, man. But he's a young man. Just because he's rich, he's not done, man. He's way too intelligent to retire. You know, I mean, not that he can't, because he's intelligent and he's made some smart moves. But, you know, according to conversations that we've had, Matt knows, like, he doesn't feel he's made enough money. He's made great money, but he still thinks he could go on and do way better.
And he still wants to become an undisputed champion in the division. Like, there's still goals that he wants to do in boxing. So, and like you said, Ness, he's young. He's still in his 20s, I think, right? Isn't he still like
20? Man, he could come back. You know how many people get injured?
And again, yeah, it's a hand injury. Off
18 months, so, two different times in his career, and still is considered the best in the world and has done the most in the world. Like,
you can list 10 all-time great boxers, and they all had hand injuries. Like,
Somebody really needs to do more than Floyd. I'm getting tired of always referencing Floyd to everything, right? It's fucking crazy.
Sugar Ray Leonard had hand injuries towards the end of his career.
All right, Joey, thank you, man. Yo, Floyd, you could just go to Floyd. Floyd did it. Damn, Floyd does everything. What the fr? All right, let's head on out to Gary in Dallas. Talk to me.
What time is it, Boxing Voice? It's run time. It must be my birthday today. The boxing gods are smiling on me. No more Keith Thurman? I called him a couple weeks ago and said Thurman to be stripped. Oh, this is the next best thing. With Keith Thurman out of the picture, it just got a whole lot more interesting. You're going to get Danny and Porter. And I bet you in early 2019, you're going to get Thurman. I mean, you're going to get the winner of that fight against Spence. You're going to get all the fights you wanted now that Keith Thurman's out of the picture.
Well, you would have got him with Thurman in the picture, too. You know, he just got injured. But, you know, boxing fans are fickle. No, I don't expect you to believe.
Stop with me. Stop with me.
You know what, Gary? It's so funny that this is coming from a hardcore boxing fan, right? Because name another welterweight.
It's Gary from Dallas.
And it's cool, but I want to show brand new listeners who just stumbled on this show how easily this quote unquote hardcore can get done in. Because name another welterweight this face top four welterweights back to back.
And very quickly, Gary, you're from Dallas. I'm sensing some bias, Earl Spence fan here.
I mean, the only guy that can say that. Is Mayweather.
I want Spence to fight Thurman. Now I'm a fanboy. Pacquiao did it too.
I never said you're a fanboy.
It's the money division.
You sound triggered. Relax. I said some bias. I said some bias towards.
I mean, I'm a Spence fan. He's a Dallas guy, but. Like, I'm not like an AJ protector coming up with reasons why he shouldn't fight him.
Where's Spence back-to-back top four fighters? Where that's at?
Let me go there, Ness. Let me go there. Gary, you sound gleeful that a fighter is injured and he vacated his belt. I think that's kind of weird. Like, shouldn't you want the best to be healthy and fighting the best?
Well, you see, he is healthy. According to the American orthopedic surgeon, his injury takes 2 weeks to recover from. So, I mean, to say that he's injured, I mean, come on. He had standard surgery. Now he's got a hand injury. Right? He's got a vagina injury, too, is what it is.
See, that's why I call you biased. That's why I call you biased. Because if Spencer had any hand injury, you would back him. I assume that, and I probably am right about that.
If Spence said he had standard elbow surgery, and it took him out of the ring for 14 months, and not to mention, Thurman lied to both of you. You guys interviewed Thurman. He said he would fight Jesse Vargas. He said, and I quote, he's a tune-up to me. I still have that.
That's not what he said, Gary.
I don't know why.
Gary, relax. Take a breath, Spence fanboy. It's okay. Take a breath. He said, depending on the recovery. Remember when we interviewed him, he was yet to actually begin the recovery process.
Serious.
Depending on the recovery process, he was going to pick his opponent. It might be Jesse. He said that. But he said, if my elbow does not feel good, I'm going to pick a lesser opponent. He said that. So you're not going to add Gary, that?
Gary, we got to get to some other callers, but don't be mad, son. It's all right.
We got a boomeranger.
No, we how long? Because Alex is here too.
Oh, then go to Alex. Go to Alex.
Alex, what's up, brother? Are you there? Alex on Sky.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, we hear you.
Can you hear me? Okay, cool, man. Yo, dude, I can't believe it, man. Finally, we can move on with this belt. But yo, I got a story for you, man. You won't believe this shit. A fucking Paulie Malignaggi is trying to fucking slip into my girl's DM, man. What the fuck is this?
Damn, son, it's over.
You need more people.
Victor didn't.
She told you. At least she told. She told you. So you know.
Yeah, I saw this, man.
It's oh, she didn't tell you. She didn't.
I laughed.
No, she told me, man. Of course, she told me, bro.
Oh, because you said I saw this. I don't know, bro. She don't tell you. Then you gotta worry. You gotta worry how many messages were deleted.
That's some bullshit, man. Can you believe this kid, man?
I mean, it's Paulie, bro.
Paulie, man. Well,
yo, you're a boxing fan, bro. I mean, you should be cool with that.
You should be cool with that.
Dude, I'm going to knock this guy out like I'm going to knock you out, bro. I heard you still got, you got the tickets.
I sure do.
Sign up to fight me, bro, and we make this happen.
Dude, the whole card fell apart. What are you talking about? You're like obsessed.
Dude, we can make a new car, bro.
you're worse than fucking Dillian White, bro. Like, no one knows you.
No, bro. I'm like Shannon Briggs. Let's go, champ.
Yeah, that's the thing. You're like Shannon Briggs.
Dude, no. No, get
a fight, man. Nobody knows you, bro. You can't just
get... What are you doing in Miami, bro? You're not fighting anybody, bro. Why don't you just make the fight? Let's make the border war happen, bro.
It's not up to me, bro. Everybody else has to come. What the hell?
Yo, we don't even know what you look like, fam. Come on.
couple more fights. And you and Matt weren't fighting. Step up and actually fight somebody.
Oh.
Yo, Alex. Yo, yo.
Is that what you think?
Yo, Alex. We do gotta go.
What you think?
We got callers who actually want to talk about this subject, but hey, I enjoyed the profile. I was trying to see if you were gonna survive the Joaquin fight, but
I was gonna knock that cat out.
Just yeah, raise your profile, B.
But that's all you say is that you're gonna knock someone out. You know who says that, right? Broner.
Yeah, but I ain't no Broner, bro. You can tell.
No, you're right. You're not Broner. You didn't win.
You're nobody. You're 0-0.
Yeah, we gotta go. Alex. Oh my God, we're going to. Uh oh, Jay hung up. Shit.
Oh, you pissed him off.
Nah, man. 732.
First time caller?
732-927. First time caller. We gotta get the more Border Wars.
Yeah.
Where you calling in from, my friend? I'm gonna go ahead and play this first time call intro. Let the world know your name. Where you calling from?
Ladies and gentlemen, making his professional debut.
Hello, caller. Name and where you're calling from?
Totally dropped off.
Oh, you scared him.
289-700. First time caller. 289-700. First time caller.
Not even. Jay Steele's also in the chat. What up, though? TBV, what's going on?
What up, Jay Steele? Where you calling in from?
I'm calling in from the Steel City. I'm out here in Canada. Just 40 minutes south of Toronto. So peace and condolences to all those affected in the tragedy that happened in Toronto yesterday.
Definitely.
But yeah, let's talk some boxing though. With regards to this Thurman thing, you know what I mean? Shout out to the LDBC because the LDBC has been on this one for like 2 to 3 months. They've been calling for the boycott and been calling for the strip for Keith Thurman to be stripped. And I'm in agreement with that. But at the same time, I'm a little bit disappointed in how Keith Thurman's career has been going right now. You know what I mean? And with this whole thing coming up, it's like it doesn't do anything to advance the whole undisputed issue. You know what I mean? Does nothing. Everybody's talking about, yeah, this is great. Now we got another belt, another belt's freed up, but it does nothing for undisputed. We still got four different belts being held by four different fighters, you know what I mean? So at the same time, it's bittersweet is what I'm trying to say. It'd be a better look if Keith Thurman vacated the WBA as well. You know what I mean? And maybe possibly have that Pacquiao Matisse fight upgraded to a super, the WBA WBA super fight, because yo, this is becoming ridiculous. I'm disappointed in Keith Thurman. I don't even think he wants to fight no more. What it's looking like, you know what I mean? Because he has no fight dates. There's no venue. There's really no news of his injury. There's nothing official that came out. This is all speculation about this hand injury and whatnot. You know what I mean? I didn't hear from Keith Thurman's mouth. You know what I mean? So it's like, what's really good with this guy? This guy don't want to fight no more. That's what it really is. You know what I mean? So come off the WBA belt. You know what I mean? Let's really get this party started. You know what I mean? LDBC, Undisputed TBV, that's my call.
Jay Steele, thanks for calling in, brother. Matt, why the hell did you put Pittsburgh? He said Jay Steele.
I'm the Steel City Steelers.
Steel City out here in Canada, he said.
No, he said Steel City, but I'm out here in Canada right now.
Oh, you heard a but?
I heard a but. That's why I
put. I mean, I would put Canada, though, because, like, you, it's international, and it's like he's in Canada.
But he said he's.
Your face says something else, too.
Saying Ness, it's just fact.
Why is everybody so angry at Thurman though?
But Ness, this isn't new. Like we've been the Thurman protectors for a while now. Like we.
But why are they mad?
You're serious?
I don't understand. But that's the point of like sports. Like you get fandom. You get people that wave that flag of I'm a Spence fan, I'm a whoever fan. So fuck that guy, right?
I can't believe that that's how fickle we are, bro. That the only guy to face top 1, 2, 3 level competition back to back is now all of a sudden scared to fight. So scared he wants to retire, like the shit people say.
I know. But I'll say this. I don't know if it's fickleness, because I think the people that do not like
Thurman. Of course it's fickle, because when he's winning, they riding with him.
I don't know that. I think when Thurman won his fights in the past, let's say a few years, people that don't like him still don't like him. Like, I don't know if that's fickleness. Like, the people that haven't rode with Thurman have been riding with other people this whole time. This has been a low division with tons of different fan groups with flag waivers. You got the Amir Khan fans, the Sean Porter fans, the Earl Spence fans. You know, at one point you had the Manny Pacquiao fans. You know, you have all these people still. So I'm not surprised that he gets hate. Like, he hasn't been fighting in a year and a half. And it's Thurman. Thurman is his own worst enemy. He doesn't talk to the media. He's never on social media. He's never talking to his fans.
That's untrue. That's untrue. Come on.
Never talking to his
fans. To the media? Come on.
Ness, unless...
Come on.
No, Ness. Let me ask you this. Unless you see him at a boxing event...
Which is enough.
Or at his fight, do you ever hear or see Keith Thurman? No. You don't see him post on social media. You don't see him doing anything that normal champions nowadays do. Sean Porter has more of a social media.
He got married. It hasn't been a year. Like, people need to understand that. Like, what about all you fucking fat asses that all you do is go to work for 8 hours and you got a fucking job of the hut ass wife at home?
But Ness, that's the perfect
wife at home too.
But that's the perfect thing to show off on social media. People love that. I'll put it this way. Think about, you know, when you know, your past girl, we're talking about Sin Satana, right? And talking about Joe Budden, that relationship. People like relationships on social media. There's reality TV shows based off
that. Doesn't mean that everyone is ready for that.
Deontay Wilder got a reality TV show.
It doesn't mean that everybody wants to show
that. I understand, Ness. But if you're not in the public spotlight, you will be forgotten in today's age. And Keith Thurman has not done himself any good by keeping himself out of the public spotlight as much as possible. He has been the least vocal champion in his peer group. And I think that's pretty factual. Right?
Yeah, I guess not.
I mean, when's his last Twitter post? When's his last Instagram post? When's Gervonta Davis's? When's Danny Garcia's? When's all these other guys? Mike Garcia, when Adrian Broner's? When are their last posts at? Anthony Joshua, Canelo, Triple G. They have active social medias, even if they're not the ones fucking running it. Come on, man. Like, this is simple math in 2018. Keith Thurman is not running a smart, well-run brand at this point. So, of course, fans are going to pick other brands that are in the public spotlight. Keith Thurman can do a lot of things to better his overall, to use a lack of a better word, profile. But we got Jay Hardcore Boxing back. Let's go to him.
You haven't written it, so
go. I know. I don't know. Jay, what up?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hey, man, honest. Jay, you don't want your intro? Because Matt don't know how to set things up.
I forgot you had an intro, my man. Jay Hardcore Boxing.
Hey, fellas. Hey, man. I'm definitely actually happy that this happened, to be truthfully honest, because I just didn't feel like he needed to fight both of them all over again. I mean, he beat them both twice, and he's more of a boxer than anything, so the boxer's normally going to come back and win the rematch anyway. So, I mean, and he gets first crack, from what I read, he gets first crack at the winner of these two anyway. So, I mean, he don't lose a step at all. I am upset that he's not fighting as much right now, but, you know, shit happens, man. I don't know if he's doing it or not on purpose, but shit, it is what it is. I like to see this 147 division get jumping. But I met the kid, man, before he got his belts and everything. We sat down, talked for about 45 minutes during one of those Mayweather weekends. And real smart kid, man. Real smart kid. So I'm looking forward to seeing him get back in the ring. And I don't think nobody can beat him except Spence, to be truthfully honest. So that's the fight I want to see. That's pretty much all I called to say, man. I'm actually happy that Danny and Porter got a fight. They need to fight each other. That should be what should have been happening from the beginning. So I'm happy about that. That's all I got to say about it. Keep on doing the good show that y'all always do, man.
Thank you, Jay.
Take it easy.
Thank you, brother. Thank you. Speaking of good show, we're going to be trying to do our second live show, as we'll be performing live from StubHub Carson, California. If you're in the building, Cinco de Mayo, May 5th, Los Angeles, California, for the Gennady Golovkin title defense versus Vanez Martirosyan, come join us. We'll be at the Chivas Regal vendor location. We'll be on stage. We'll be doing the same hashtag TBV podcast. You should be there. Instead of calling in, which you will be able to do, God willing, we're going to be able to still accept calls if the internet is powerful enough. But if not, if you're in there, you could just jump on a hot seat, give us your prediction live on the pre-fight. We're going to go out to Ohio.
If you know like I know, you should lie low. I used to get it in Ohio.
Yeah. Fellas, man, yo. When I first seen the thumbnail or whatever, I thought y'all was bullshit, man. I thought it was some old clickbait bullshit, but I'm like, yo, the Boxing Voice doesn't do clickbait bullshit. Y'all don't do that. So it had to be real. So then I'm listening. And this is your guy, by the way, Ness. This is your guy, Ness. This is your guy. I'm not going to say this is your guy, Hipster Matt, but...
You can, though. I'll allow it.
Okay, I guess that's your guy as well. That's your guy. Guys. I mean, at the end of the day, man, I know it's the business. And I think that's one thing people lose sight of, that Keith Thurman, like you said, is a brand. It's his own business. You know, Errol Spence is a business. You know, Anthony Johnson. They're their own business in their own way. But when you make things that are so, you make decisions that are so business minded like this one is, it damages your brand. Because yes, at the end, you're going to be able to fight who you want, when you want. But then at the end of the day, the people are going to see you as some sort of fraud, or the things you say you really don't mean. And if you think the people got a short memory, they're going to be quick to forget about shit like this, to say, okay, no one did it. People forgot about it as long as he got in the ring with Virginia Victory. So if you think the fans really got a short memory like that, you might be able to get away with some bullshit like this. But us hardcore fans know what he's pulling. It's not business anymore. It's just straight bucket. And you just throw a flat out spear for one man. And that's it. That's my call, man. But get the guy together, man. Get your guy together.
Jay Will, thank you for the call. Next time, okay. Talk to the mic or the receiver a little bit better. It was kind of going in and out, but
it was. Let's go out to Vito on Skype. Vito, what's going on, brother?
Yo, Ness, what's up? Matt, what's up?
What up, Vito?
Okay, first I'll say there was a caller that mentioned something about the LDBC. Man, get that shit out of TBV about LDBC talk, asking for Keith Thurman to be stripped and all that. You know, those guys, they just paint narrative and all that to saying shit like they're on Boxy. They want, they do things, you know, but fuck all that. What I'm actually here to say is this. I've been reading comments since this whole thing broke out, and I can't believe the hate Keith Thurman is getting. First of all, I agree with you, Ness. I think it has something to do with the WBC. And Keith Thurman just came back from a surgery, and he has an injury. So if he thinks that he's putting the division on hold. Then he wants to vacate. Then there's no big deal about that. He can come back once he's fit and ready to fight. So all this hate should stop, because Keith Thurman is actually someone that has fought. He has fought Danny Garcia, Sean Porter. I don't see how some you can say someone that has done that is actually ducking or hiding or, you know, whatever they say he's doing. You know, that's my call, man. People should really stop. The hate is real.
The hate is real. That is so true.
It is true, man.
He's deleted.
That's to all the haters, man. To the haters.
The haters want Keith Thurman to be deleted. But
it's three.
Keith. One, two.
Leno from the Chi. Come on, Ness. Read.
What's going on, Les, man? It's a good motherfucking day for boxing. Keisha one-time Thurman got stripped. Now we get to see these welterweights finally play. But I ain't too excited because I got to see once these two fight Porter and Garcia fight if they're going to unify with Spence or they still going to run from him. But right now it's a good day, you know. Keisha finally dropped them belts. Well, he ain't dropped the WBA yet, but, you know, you could tell, man, Thurman was my guy, too, and that's the sad part. But I just seen his whole tone change when Earl Spence started coming up. He did not want that smoke from Earl, and he said at the beginning of the year he wasn't going to fight Earl. So, to me, this ain't really no coincidence that this will happen, because it seemed like he didn't want that fight anyway because he knew what was going to happen. But right now, it's a good day, and I want to see what's going to happen with these welterweights.
Ignore that. Ignore that, Leno. Ignore that bell. That wasn't for you.
What you think, Ness? What you think, man? You think if Porter or Garcia win, you think they're going to try and unify with Spence?
No. They're going to fight Thurman.
Nah, they're going to look for a bigger money fight. Listen, if Porter or Garcia win, they're hoping Thurman's back, so that they could get a quote unquote unification with Thurman.
Yeah, I could see that. But if he ain't back, it ain't nobody else to fight. You see what I'm saying? Because
Amir Khan.
Nah, there's names. Yo, if Danny win that belt, he could take a voluntary with Amir Khan.
Yo, so Sean Porter can do the same thing, too. Come on,
There's so much shit that could happen, Leno. You know how this go, man.
Terrence Crawford can all of a sudden jump into the PBC.
La Politica.
But you know, well, we talking, but Spence, it's like almost a consensus. Like, everybody believes Spence is number one anyway. So his stock is rising, and his numbers was better than Garcia numbers when we was talking about the Lamont fight, because Garcia numbers didn't do that good compared to Spence this year, so... His stock is already rising. He rising to be the number one welterweight in everybody's eyes, if you ask me.
He also had a stronger B-side.
Who? Who that? Who you talking about? Earl?
Yeah, Earl had a much stronger B-side.
Yeah.
Man, you guys been banging that Earl campaign for some time now.
Man, but you know what, though? I'm not biased, man. If Earl was injured and he was holding the belt, I want him to drop too, or with any other welterweights. I just want to see the best fight the best, period, and get a undisputed champion in all of these divisions. That's what needs to be happening anyway.
For sure.
So, that's my call, man. That's all I'm looking forward to.
All right, brother. Well, thank you for calling in. Let's go out to the third wheel.
Before we go to the third wheel himself, Leno said he was stripped. He vacated. Just want to make that clarified for any callers or any listeners that just, you know, tuned in late. Keith Thurman vacated the belt. He was not stripped of the belt by the WBC. Just want to make that clarification, that distinction.
Going out to our third wheel in the Garden State, the amateur himself, coming home late to the show, probably putting in a few sessions as he started a new training. Well, I'll let him give you all the details of the new venture. But Mr. Lionez.
I'm the best ever. I'm the most brutal and vicious and most ruthless champion that's ever been. There's no one to stop me. Lynch is a conqueror. No, I'm Alexander. He's no Alexander. I'm the best ever. There's never been anybody. I'm Sonny Liston. I'm Jack Dempsey. There's no one like me. I'm from Nairclaw. There's no one that can match me. My style is impeccable. My deception is impregnable. And I'm just ferocious. I want your heart.
Get up! Marchingwiz.com.
Yeah, man. Matt, what do you mean he vacated and he wasn't forced?
Hold on, do me. Just hey, man, good to see you again, man. I miss you.
Yeah, I know. I'm
missing you, bro. I miss
you. You look a little weird without the beard, but
you just look.
He's a busy man, Matt. He's got five clients now.
I know. Yeah. Hey, shout out to Doomy. Go down to Doomsday Chronicles. If you don't know where that is, go to the Boxing Voice on YouTube, the featured channel section. Click on there. Stay up to date on the new venture of Mr. Doomy himself. But yes, he vacated Doomy.
He vacated, or you said that
so 10 years from now, are we going to be seeing like one of your fighters turning pro?
Yeah, I mean, look, man, I've taken upon myself to to participate in the sport and in the ring. You know, I've garnered experience in the last 4 or 5 years, specifically in boxing. And yeah, I've decided to start training, not just specifically just boxing for those that want to, seek to someday compete, but just people trying to look for a new way to get in shape, a fun way. And at the same time, learning how to, defend yourself a little bit with the hands. So, Doomsday Boxing and Fitness is officially, open. I don't have an actual location. I'm doing personalized trainings. Personalized programs right now for a few clients now, and I'm still taking on clients, and and yeah, and the YouTube channel, thanks, man, for shouting me out on that, even though it's like there's no content, but stay tuned, there will be more content coming very, very soon. Yeah, but yeah, vacated real quick, vacated, right?
Yes.
He wasn't forced. You said he wasn't forced.
I mean,
isn't that the same thing? There's like a fine line between that, because it's like you got to give it up because you ain't. You know what I mean?
There was never that wordage. Like there was never even like an implication in the article or the WBC, anything that from what I've seen.
So what do we know?
But because we know boxing, we know how this game works. Mm-hmm. Do we think that there was a backroom sit-down talk between Keith Thurman and Mauricio Sulaimán or a phone call? Most likely. Like, this did not happen just all of a sudden, I think. But there is a distinction. He was not stripped. There was no official stripping.
What was the reason? Is there a reason that he gave out to the media?
I mean, he's hurt.
There was no quotes, but it was in the article and from the WC, it was obviously referred to the injury, the hand injury, just the time he's been away from defending his belt.
So that sanctioning body decided to drop him.
No. That's the distinction. No, Keith Thurman, technically, from what we know, is the one that decided it. He's the one that vacated the belt.
Okay. I mean,
he's not the one that ordered this. There was no ordering of this.
Man, so what? If you're holding that belt,
he's injured. It's been past 12 months. If you haven't fought after 12 months, you get dropped from the rankings altogether.
And he's never defended the belt. Like, this isn't the WBA belt, which he's defended numerous times.
Believe me when I tell you, they're doing him a favor by allowing him to come back and fight.
I don't know about that.
And that's the WBA he gave up, right?
WBA?
WBC. WBC. Okay, I just wanted to get that clear because I thought it was the WBA. So WBC, isn't that the coveted belt? Why, it would be interesting to really know why he gave that up besides the timing. I mean, if you're saying that they didn't force him to, then if it was his decision, I mean, I don't understand why he gave it up then.
We do not know. That's why it would be very nice to have Keith Thurman, or at least some sort of Keith Thurman quotes or something out there in the media. We have nothing from him at this point as to why this happened, what the decision making was. So until we know more, this is what we know, that he vacated the belt. That is highly different than stripping. And now the WBC has ordered, because of that, Danny Garcia versus Sean Porter for the vacant belt. And Keith Thurman will have first crack at the winner of that fight.
Wow. Now that you look at it and you explain it to me like that, man, I think it's a master plan. on Keith Thurman's part. I'm not saying that the injury was a plan, but I mean, I guess it's the stars aligned for him, because in the end, he still can get that belt back. He has more time to train, and you know, it's just better for him like this, in my opinion. That everything turned out good for him, then he still has that return to get that belt back, and that's a great fight. I like Sean Porter and
Danny.
What? Whoa,
yo, yeah, I'm over here messaging with Monster, right? And she's like, "Yo, Lucy's coming." I'm like, "Nah." Broke up with her. She's like, "No, you son of a bitch." I'm like, "Bring your cousin."
I thought he was gonna hit the savage sound. This shit. Is there a savage sound bite?
What? Somebody saying savage?
Yeah, like savage.
No, we don't have that.
Yo, we gotta end this, man. I gotta be out, man.
Hey, he has a date to go on. Okay.
Damn, my ninja.
You know, hey, you got it. Yo, you only get one life to live, man. Drake told y'all, man. YOLO, man. YOLO, man. It's YOLO season, B. It's YOLO season, yo. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right before 40, man, you gotta go have fun. I understand.
You could only wish to have a quarter of the fun that I've had.
You have way more fun than me. That is absolutely true.
Not more fun than you now, because
over your lifetime, of course. Like, of course.
I'm like, you know, we're gonna do what AJ fans do to Wilder. Matt, when I was your age, my record was way better. I was fighting way better fighters than Matt at 22. That's what I'm going to tell you, okay, buddy?
I don't know about that.
Shit.
Debatable.
Shit.
I slowed down a lot from having my kid. I'll put it that way. But we can just digress from that.
Overtime.
Overtime. Untitled. Mondays at 7 p.m. Eastern on Patreon, yeah. Every Monday.
Untitled.
But this episode 3 allegedly took 2 steps back.
No, you have to do the MIDI voice. Doing the MIDI voice.
We've got to it.
What the fuck? Kovalev MIDI? That's Kovalev
MIDI. He said Kovalev MIDI.
I don't think I was. No, I can't do it. I can't do MIDI voice. Can't do MIDI voice.
Yeah, that was good. That was good. Keep doing that.
No, that wasn't MIDI voice. I can't.
Y'all butt hurt.
But MIDI's like, yeah, man, we took 2 steps back on that episode. I don't know. I bet you it was because we started talking about your little whack-ass music.
We talked about that for a second.
Nah, we brought up a lot of music. It was a lot of music.
There was a lot of music, but we brought up my quote-unquote whack-ass music, which is J. Cole's new album, for literally a sentence. And then you got it copyrighted. Shout out to you, Ness, for playing the J. Cole song, which I told you not to do. But digressing, I am...
That was me? I sent it to you like, fucking Matt, don't learn his lesson. I sent you a screenshot.
That was you, homie. You're the one that played the song.
I didn't even know what they picked up.
That was the J. Cole song that you play. Like, oh, I want to hear what Matt's, you know, recommending.
Yo, fam, I scrubbed through that too. You remember? I didn't let it play. It was like,
yo, dude. I have played full UFC fights on Twitch. The one thing Twitch has ever flagged me on was J. Cole's new album. Just saying. I've played Jay-Z albums. I've played tons of shit that, I mean, always gets flagged on like YouTube and everything. Yeah. Nah, J. Cole's album, they're fucking getting everyone for that. So watch out. But I am Matt Dipstone. You can find me at Mixed Combat News on Twitter, Matt Hunter TVV on Instagram. Of course, patreon.com/ The Boxing Voice, if you want to help support the channel and get hours and hours of extra content like Untitled, Hipsters Music Reviews, Standing 8 Count, hours and hours and hours of extra content. Peace.
I'm your host, Nestor Goods. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NestGTO. Find me standing next to the vacated champion, Keith One Time Thurman. Standing beside him. I don't believe that he's ducking.
Definitely ain't ducking.
Wow. Jimmy doesn't want to read his
Yeah, no.
Very quickly.
You better not duck me, son.
Shout out to Meek Mill, who's out of prison. Shout out.
Oh, did he get out?
Oh, yeah.
Yep, today.
Did a governor or somebody have to get involved? Because it was like they was holding him against his
right. I've read headlines saying Meek Mill's free. Meek Mill's out of prison. So I don't know what is the case.
24 hours ago, too.
But shout out to Meek Mill, man.
Yeah, so, hell yeah.
Make another album.
Word.
Meek Mill's done, man. Like, the highlight of his career was bagging Nicki. And now that he's forever going to be known as the dude that lost Nicki.
Ness, his last album's been on the Billboard Top 100. Get out of here.
I've never even heard of that shit.
Yo, lame.
Go listen to, you know, good hip-hop, Ness, instead of just J Balvin and Bad Bunny 24/7. Come on.
That's all I listen to. And Ozuna.
Ozuna. Now he's on his reggaeton right now.
Yes.
Yo, Matt, what you want me to listen to?
Yo, Meek Mill's last album was amazing. All right,
so someone else let me know.
From beginning to end, every song.
Let me know when the last time you got some pussy to fucking Meek Mill's. Like, this is crazy. You know what I'm saying? Yo, Matt, I'm out, man. I'm out. You over there listening to Meek Mill is just your son. His 3-year-old son over there like, what is going on from Philly? Like, no, stop.
He got him G'd out there. And I'm Alexander Linez. You can catch me on Facebook, Alexander Linez. IG, Alex Doomsday Linez. That's Alex_Doomsday_Linez. L-A-I-N-E-Z.
I used to have a Meek Mill soundbite. No one was like, niggas even hated on Jesus. But my soundbite is all my boys is all messed up, man. It's all messed up now. What they going to do now? Yeah, look at Doomsday's little new icon.
I know. Doomy's new logo is dope. It's
shining.
He is.
All right, we out. Shine.